This is Super Yacht Radio.
And I'm currently sat in a cabin on the Y200 with founder of Wally Yachts, Luca Bassani. Thank you so much for meeting with us today.
Thank you.
And I'm going to start by saying, what an incredible vessel this is, and such a departure from what we're used to seeing from Wally. Tell us about a little bit about this particular boat.
The Y200 is a new generation yacht, which is a semi-displacement hull, which means a hull that is able to cruise between 16 and 20 knots. We have a maximum speed of 24, but even, for example, nighttime, you can cruise 10, 12 knots just to sleep during the night, leaving the crew on the wheelhouse. So this is a new market, a new niche of the market with a big growth, and that's why we developed this boat. We conceived since the beginning a hull designed for this kind of speed, which is not so easy to achieve in the maximum comfort, and at the same time offering a huge space, huge volume
and
to leave on board.
It is truly a huge volume and huge open spaces, full of light. You know, you can see that it's developed by people who love the ocean because you can see it from everywhere. There's a real sense of openness.
That's why the name of the boat is Y200. 200 mean 200 GRT, the tonnage, mm-hmm. the volume of the boat.
Sure.
Because we are 90 feet long. But we cannot compare our boat with any other 90-foot yacht because our volume is 60-50% bigger than any other yacht of this category, of this size. So we have to compare the volume. That's why the name is Y200.
Mm-hmm. And that owner's suite, the full bow, I mean, it's really a spectacular space to behold and very different from what we've seen, from not just from Wally, but from just generally in the industry. Tell us a little bit about the design there.
Yeah, for sure, the master cabin on the bow,
mm-hmm.
With all the windows around 270 degrees, is a real premiere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time a boat of this size has this kind of master cabin. And thanks to the design of the hull, the height of the bow, we had that volume, let's say a new volume,
mm-hmm.
in that position of the boat, and we decided to exploit it for the master cabin.
Yeah, it really has got a wow factor. When I've been touring the vessel today, everybody who walks in, it's a sharp intake of breath because it really is spectacular.
We will call it the wow cabin,
not the
master cabin.
Absolutely. And of course, everybody knows that your background is very much a passion for sailing. And a lot of the choices of the interior of this boat are taken, you know, from there, with the carbon fibre and...
In Wally, we have our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Born from our sailboats, because we started with sailboats, and only, let's say, 10 years after the beginning of the company, we started with powerboats,
yeah.
with the tenders, and then the Wally Power,
mm-hmm.
and then we developed also the Wally Ace, which was a navette displacement, same size of this one, and now with the Ferretti Group, we are able to develop this new line of yachts that will be really the future, I think, of yachting.
Yeah, it's interesting that you talked about that, because I was going to ask you, what do you see in the future for the brand, but as the industry as a general, there's some new trends, and what's your perspective on those?
I think this boat, the Y200, shows the kind of volume you can achieve on this size,
mm-hmm.
without building 35, 40 meters yacht, which becomes not just a bigger yacht, but a much bigger crew.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, a budget which is much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to have this space on a smaller yacht, because at the end of the year, you save a lot of money,
yeah.
but you have the same fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And this would be an incredible boat to have fun on. And what other trends, I mean, in terms of sustainability, and there's lots of other trends in your team. I mean, where are you at with Wally? What's in the future? I mean, obviously more of these incredible vessels, but...
You know, again, the size for the volume makes this boat more sustainable.
Yeah.
But also, I always said, the lightness of our boats make our boats more sustainable, because if you're lighter, you need less horsepower, yeah, which means less pollution.
Yeah, exactly, less fuel.
Yes, exactly.
And so I haven't seen one of your sailing yachts today, but I mean, they create fans everywhere. They're so aesthetically pleasing, more than anybody else. I mean, everybody looks at a Wally, it's always so beautiful. Where did you get your inspiration from when you first began with Wally?
I have the chance. I've been very lucky in my life, because my parents were very passionate about the sea, mm-hmm, about the boats. So since I was born, I was spending my summers on the family's boat. And then I had the chance also to start racing, and on small boats, on big boats, on very big boats. So I had the chance really to develop my passion for the sea from any point of view: sailing, motoring, fishing, any kind. Not on the submarine, huh?
No, not yet.
No. So I'm a client, and when I started the company, my vision has always been the vision of the client, so of the market. And I think this is a little advantage, because you know, not much better, but you know better which are the things that the clients could ask. So what, yeah, the kind of features that you need to add to a boat to have a better life on board.
Absolutely. And what keeps that going? Because of course you have to, this is a wonderful new way of working for you guys. I mean, this is an amazing vessel, but what keeps that imagination flowing and that inspiration coming for you?
I think that each boat is a step. Mm-hmm. And so when you go up on a step, then you want to go to the next step. And as soon you, not only you design, but you build and you launch and you build like this one, after a certain time, you realize that yes, the boat is good, but the boat is never perfect. Huh? And the blanket is over short.
So your search for perfection.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what keeps
so
you moving.
Say, oh, okay, then the next one we have to do this to make it better.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that most Wally clients, not only do they want performance, but absolute perfect aesthetics is what we're seeing here, and what the brand is really known for.
Absolutely, because performance is not only speed, mm-hmm, it's comfort, it's stability, it's volume. It comes down to really the lifestyle and the way of living on board.
Absolutely. And this has been a very interesting 18 months for the whole world. Fortunately, the industry seems to be doing rather well in this time. How is that going at Wally? What have you, in terms of sales and builds?
I think the market is really booming after the pandemic. For everybody and for any size of boat, from the very small to the giga yachts. And luckily, here we are in the market, and I think we are enjoying this boat.
It's like the whole world decided after the pandemic they needed a boat, all boats.
Because a boat is like a floating island, so mm-hmm, it gives you the distance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And since 18 months, we are talking about keeping the distance, so.
But also that connection with your loved ones. There's not very many of a better place to spend quality time with people than aboard a yacht, where you can kind of leave work behind and leave the pressures of normal life behind and have these incredible human connections, which I think lots
absolutely,
of people have been
absolutely,
craving.
Absolutely, yes. And I would add that, like after a war, mm-hmm, you feel to be a survival. Huh?
Yeah.
And so everybody said, wow, I survived. So now I want to enjoy even more my life.
Yeah, live those dreams that you were talking about from creating, just actually to do the thing you've always wanted to do.
Absolutely, because maybe before you were waiting, you say, yes, but okay, let's wait because my business will go better. And now you say, God, I've seen the pandemic.
Yeah.
I survived, and now I really want to explore my time.
Yeah, and explore. I think there's that wonderful sense of exploration that you get on a boat that you probably don't get anywhere else.
This is the sense of freedom that mm-hmm, a boat gives you.
Absolutely. And are you still happily on the water as much as possible when you get a chance?
That's why when you are on a boat, you don't want to lose the view of the sea. You don't want to lose all the panoramic ambience.
And on this particular vessel, there is a lot of panoramic. Tell us a little bit about some of the glasswork on this boat, because it is exceptional.
Yes.
Huge pieces of glass.
Yes. I mean, you don't want to feel in a chalet, because you're not in a chalet. You're on a boat with the beautiful, sea and everything, or the bay around yourself.
So. And if you've got some time off work, which I bet you don't very often, where would you go cruising? Where would you be your place if you had a day on the water?
First of all, in the Med. Mm-hmm. And in the Med, I would start from Corsica.
Mm-hmm.
I love Corsica.
Beautiful.
Then for sure you have Sardinia, then you have the Greek islands, beautiful like that. But I think Corse, because the land is beautiful, the bays are beautiful, the people are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They have such a strong character. So really, I love to spend a lot of time there.
Absolutely, and I hope that you do get some time. We have a big show a few days ahead of us. Has it been busy for you guys so far? I know we're in day one, but how's the feeling of the yacht show? 2 years of break?
But the feeling is very good, first of all, yes, because we had a 2 years break, so there is a lot of real interested people coming, not just curious.
Are you finding that, because this is, of course, the buyer's day, if you like?
Yes.
Are you finding there's clients coming?
Yes, but even 2 weeks ago in Cannes, the Cannes Boat Show, we had so many interested clients coming.
Yeah.
And having this boat, which is so attractive.
It really is.
I mean, it's really, I'm enjoying a lot this time, because when you have this kind of product ready to be presented, to be sold, it's fun.
Well, it's kind of exceptional, because here we are in Monaco, surrounded by the largest, most exclusive, most beautiful yachts in the world, and this boat is causing a big storm in this Port Hercule, because people want to see this. Oh, actually, it's in your offices there, having a little wait for our interview, and so many people came by and they want to get on board and they want to go and have a look. This boat,
even not being the biggest, but probably one of the smallest.
But obviously, she, didn't need, the size does not matter in this instance. She's very, very beautiful,
and
is being noted by many, many people. I'm not surprised. Luca, thank you so much for letting me come aboard and catch up with you today. And we're going to be excited to see what happens next for Wally. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Super Yacht Radio.